That's on top. Vokiyosi Rav Avin, when Rav Avin came, Omer Rav Yechon, said over the name of Rav Yechonon, that another takona, that Echa Ilon Hanoitel Teich Sodechaberoi. If you have a tree that's growing on your property, but it's leaning over to the property of your friend, it's Noitel Teich Haberoi. Is V'yechot Ilon HaSomach Lemeitzer. Or else if you have a tree that's near the boundary, again, that the tree, the fruits itself, are like hanging outside your property. So maybe I would think you're potter from bringing bikurim. The Chiddush is no, maybe bikurim. You're allowed to bring bikurim from these fruits, and you could be koreya al ha'domash nasatali. Why? Shal manas ken himchu Yeshua li Yisrael esoretz. That this is one of the takonas Yeshua made when they first came into Eretz Yisrael, that such property should belong to the Baal Ilon. Even though by Bikurim there's such halacha that you only bring Bikurim if the ground belongs to you also, here you're allowed to bring it, because we consider that if this outside ground or your friend's ground belongs to you. That's a takona that Ezra, that Yeshua made. So there's another takona. Salkum, this wasn't learned in the first braisa we had before that says 10 takonas. So more says like this. Elaman Tano Asara Tanoim Shisna Yeshua. Who's the Tana that said over that halacha that we had before that Yeshua made 10 Tanoim? It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's only an Amoira. It's in an Amoira, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that said this over. So I'll tell you that Rav Gevia Mevek Svil Master La Behedja, and he learned this clearly, that Rav Tanchum Rav Rayim Amri, they said over Mishum Zakin Echad Umana, who they say it over from? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So they said it over in Yeshua ben Levi's name, that Asara Tanoim Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 Tanoim. So it comes down, it's not really a Mishnah, it's only an Amora that said it over. So it could be, it's like a Machlokes, Enech Nami. Rabbi Yechon argues and says, Taka, there were 11 Takonis, not only 10. And Rashi says, Vokiyoso, Umas Nisen Hevet Tiyufta. The Avamina was, like the Mishnah now, the Brice is a Tiyufta on Rabbi Yechon. Tiktoni Asara Vesulai. Before the Brisa, Stam Brisa says there are only 10 takonis that Yeshua made. So it's a kash from Rabbi Yechonon, how could he get on to say another takonah? So that's why says, the kash from Levi must be, so it's a kash from a Brisa. The answer is no, it's not a Stam Brisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amrinu. For Levi must be, since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but Levi must be, it's not a Brisa. It's only a learning. To Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amrinu, he was only an Amrinu. For Rabbi Yechon, Polagalei, Saka Tru, Rabbi Yechon, Taka Agis on him. According to Rabbi Yechon, it could be there were 11 takonis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds there's only 10 takonis. But it's not a kasha in Rabbi Yechon from a braisa. Because it's not a braisa, it's only a yochid that said it. So Rabbi Yechon could argue, he holds Saka there were 11 takonis. Right. Asura takonis, Tikin Ezra. Ezra also made 10 takonis. Shekurin b'mincha b'shabbos. One takona was supposed to lay the Torah by mincha. The Kurin b'sheni v'chamishi. Now the takona was to lay Monday and Thursday. V'donin b'sheni v'chamishi, that Bezdin should be opened on Monday and Thursday. U'mechabsin v'chamishi b'shabbos, supposed to wash your clothing with covered Shabbos on Thursday. Not wait for Friday, it'll be too busy Friday. Supposed to do it on Thursday, but the covered Shabbos. V'oichlin shum b'yero Shabbos, supposed to eat shum, garlic, on Ero Shabbos. Soon see why. V'shete'isha mash kemes v'oifa. Whenever your wife has to bake bread, in other words, when you don't have bread in the house, when she bakes it, she should break it early in the morning. Mashkemis v'yoifa. We'll also see why. Rashi says, V'yoim sheitzrichal afois v'yoifa shachas v'for shetei pas mitzuya li'oni ha'machzir. Like this, in case an oni comes by the house, he should always have bread to give him. So there comes a time when you don't have bread in the house anymore, she should bake it early in the morning. Today, that even if an oni comes early in the morning, you'll have bread to give him. V'shete'isha chageres b'sina. Anisha should wear like an apron on a mokka, Rashi says, dugmas michnesayim ketanim. Like small underpants she should wear. That's al-sneas. V'shete'isha chayfefes v'tevelis. Anisha has to go to the mikvah. Before she's tevel, she should comb out her hair. Chayfefes. Rashi says, b'mesarek b'yerim tfilosa. Mishum chatzitza. Or the common poruch of the Yeraisi. Let the Gemara Sakasha, Kurat and Issa the Yeraisa. If she has knots in her hair, she can't be toivel. So what do you need to kind of says before? Pshita. So we'll see in the Gemara why. Vishihe Reuchlin Mazirim Bayeros. Another takana was that Reuchlin, people selling the sum and selling perfume, should go around the cities giving perfume to the ladies. Liskashik Ben Rashi said they should look nice. So then your wife should look nice for her husband.
So in order she should look nice for husband, she's supposed to have makeup or perfume, so that the Reichlim are allowed to go around the city to sell it to them. V'tiken tefilu lebalakarian. Ezra also made a takana for Balkari, he also has to be tevil in the mikvah before he could learn Torah, or also before he could daven. Now, these are the 10 takonas that Ezra made. Now, Korin, Shiyei Korin v'mincha v'shabbos. He said they should daven mincha, they should lain by mincha on Shabbos, mishum yoshvei koronis. Because of the yoshvei koronis, Rashi says it means yoshvei chanuyas kol yomei sachol. People that were working in the shop the whole week, oiskim b'schor, they're busy doing business all week, v'yein Korin, and they don't lain, they don't read the Torah. So therefore, the men of takona, they should also hear the Torah on mincha. Now, they're incurring b'shein of chamishi. They can't hear the Torah even Thursday and Monday because they're busy. Therefore, tikkun beginayo kriya yisera. He's misakim because of them an extra kriya minchan Shabbos. Even though it's the shachus in the morning, everybody heard the kriya ready, but still he's misakim that mincha is special for the people that are yeshve koronis. V'shiyei kurim b'shein of chamishi. And then also takana to lay in the Torah on Monday and Thursdays. For the Gemara Ezra tikkun. Was this Ezra's takana? They had this inyan before also. Is this was a takana way before Ezra? The Tanya will not like this. The pasuk says, "Vayelchu shloishes yomim b'midbar." The clients went 3 days in the midbar and they couldn't find any water. What does the pasuk mean? They couldn't find water. So darshe rishumas amri. The people that darshan, the Rashi says rishumas means mikrois. The people that darshan the Torah well, they darshan chant from this pasuk is. Ein ma'ayim ela Torah. Means they weren't learning Torah for 3 days. Shenema the pasuk says, Hoy kol tchomu l'chula ma'ayim. That whoever's thirsty, go to ma'ayim means go learn Torah. So, kivan shaholchu shleishes yom b'loy Torah. Since Klai Yisrael went 3 days without learning Torah, nil, they became weak. They got lost, they became weak there. Is it because of that, omdu nevi'im shebeneim. The Nevi'im, but Klai Yisrael at that time, they lay a takona v'tiknu lehem shiyokerim b'shabbos, that you're supposed to lay in the Torah on Shabbos. Umasikin v'yecha b'shabbos, then we skip Sunday. The v'kerim b'sheni, we read Monday. Umasikin shlishi revi, the v'kerim b'chamishi, we lay in on Thursday. Umasikin erev Shabbos, so what's the inyan? Kedei shelo yilaynu gimel yomim b'lay Torah. It should not pass by 3 days without learning Torah. So it comes out this was at the corner way before, by the Nevi'im, way before Ezra. So I can hear it's brought down, this is one of the 10 takonas that Ezra made. So it says like this, Meikora tiknu chad gavra tlosa psuki. Before, the first takona was, one person should lay, 3 psukim, that's all. Abi, they have a shame, they learn Torah. Inam yiros, I'll tell you, maybe even tlosi gavri, tlosa psuka. Maybe 3 people reading 3 psukim. Kineged kahanim levi'im yisraelim. But that's also 9 psukim would have been enough. Also, who now Ezra came and etakona tikein tlosa gavri. True, you have to have 3 aliyas, but the asara psuki there should be 10 psukim at least. We learn at least 10 psukim. Kineged asara batlonim. Kineged the 10 batlonim. Son, batlonim here means these are 10 kerulite, 10 people that don't work that are bottled from malacha, but they're always around to do mitzvahs to make a minyan. Rashi says asara batlonim. There are 10 batlonim in the city. That means bnei yodim kisherim, good people. Don't think they're some battles. They're some batlonim, some bums. No, they're kisherim. Batlonim emlachtim means they're bottled from doing work. Lasek b'tzorch etziba, but they're set aside to work in tzorch etziba. For lovely koydmin leveis haknesses, they come first to shul. Today shiyu mitzuyin asar leis atfila. They should always be a minion there b'shas tfila. Or mitzpanesim mishal tziba, and the tziba helps them out. The tziba supports, supplies them. Akelu. So a kid said, that's what Ezra made a takono to learn 10 psukim. So now if you learn 10 psukim, you have to remember the kailu. Zeich of the kailu. You have learned 10 psukim. Right. V'donin v'sheni v'chamishi. Also made a takono, you're supposed to have the bezdin should be open on Monday and Thursdays. Teshchichi diyos l'mikra b'sifra. Since people come into the shul, they come into the city then to hear Kriya Satoira on Monday and Thursday, it's about the people are there anyway, so therefore it's easy for them to have their din Torahs then. So Meir Takona, the Bati Dinim, should be open on Monday and Thursdays. Vayitev Shiyo Mechabsin Vachamishi B'Shabbos. In Meir Takona, they should wash your clothing on Thursday. So Meir says, Mishum Kovet Shabbos. In order, they should have nice, clean clothing for Shabbos. Why not Friday? Shabbos, because Amolot used to be Friday's too busy in the house. Amolot didn't have washing machines, didn't have dryers, so they go down to the river to wash your clothing as a Gansav Eider. So you can't wait to Thursday, you can't wait to Friday, you won't be able to make Tzorcha Shabbos. So now the kind of was to do it with Davka on Thursday. The mice behind the shrein, Michael, the mice halavai they should do it on Friday. They're supposed to have nice clean clothing for Shabbos. Hind the mice, if you have a washing machine in the dryer, it's not so gefährlich doing it on Friday. That if she oichlin shum b'yera Shabbos, the kind of to eat garlic on Friday. Mishum oina, one reason mishum oina. Rashi learned she mitzvahs oina b'leil Shabbos akusun sikh rabiuda. It's a mitzvah to be with your wife, live with your wife Friday night on Shabbos. The hashum eating garlic marbes azera. It makes a lot of zera in the body, therefore it's good. So that's why you're supposed to eat garlic on Erev Shabbos. The Yassir, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Asher piri yo yitayin b'yitayi, that the fruit is given at the right time. What does that mean? V'omer Rabbi Yehuda, v'teimer Rav Nachman, v'teimer some says Rav Kana, v'teimer some says Rav Yechanan. Amish, the Badaik, then you have to say it over, kolayim adav v'shem oimroi. You have to say it over in the right name. Maybe Gula Lielim, so in the case of a Madagdik, you have to make sure you said over God in the right name. But I just saw a Pshat for the Michtam Elio Agav. He just says, what's the famous, what's the Pshat Tech? Kolei Madav B'Shem Omroi is maybe Gula Lielim. What's so great about saying a Dov Reimer B'Shem Omroi? As long as the Pshat for maybe Gula, Gula the Pshat is you uncover things. The Emes, the truth, would be Nizgala by Yemais HaMashiach. The Yisoyz for Gula, that's Midas of Yaakov, Titin Emes, Emes the truth. Now come Yemais HaMashiach, look, Molo Azdeya, everybody will see the truth. So be Mizgala, Gilui, you'll see the Emes. So if you bring Emes to the world, that's the skula to bring upon the Mashiach, bring the gula. So like this. Why don't you want to say open? Why don't you want to say open somebody else's name? Because you'd rather say that you said it. If you say that you said it, someone will think, oh, you're a great person. You take the credit for yourself. If you say it open the other person's name, so the pshat is the credit doesn't belong to me. It deserves to him. So that's called Emes. You'd be no the immediate of Emes to know the weirdest credit go to the person that deserves it. So say it over B'Shem Maimroi. Don't take the credit for yourself, but give it to him. That's called Emes. If you know the Midas Emes, that's maybe Gula Yerlam. That's the Skula to get the Gula. Which that would be, Gula is uncover the Emes. Right, the Kopan here, the Madag, the Selva, clearly who said it. So Rav Yechanan, he betamer of Rav Kana, he betamer some to Rav Yechanan. Zeh ha-meshamesh mitosim erah Shabbos el erah Shabbos. What does the Pasuk mean? Asher piyo yitim vitoi, that goes in a person, lives with his wife, from erah Shabbos to erah Shabbos. This is called an Oino B'Tamad Chochem. Tana Rabbonim. There were five things said about garlic. Masbiya, first of all, it fills you up. Gavaltik, plate of garlic. Or mashkin, it also makes you shine. Trashno, Rashi mashkin, machamnes aguf. It makes the body hot. If you're cold a little bit, too cold outside, take some garlic. Or matzo ponim. If you don't look so nice, you want to have a shiny face, eat some garlic, it'll make your face shine. Matzo ponim. Or marve hazer, it also makes a lot of zera in the body. You have some worms in your stomach, so instead of going to the doctor, just take some garlic. It'll kill the worms in your stomach. Some say, machnis ava, if you don't love too much, say eat garlic, it'll make you love. Machnis ava, it'll take you out kin, it'll take you out jealousy. If you have too much jealousy, if somebody has too much jealousy, tell them to eat garlic. That's a skula. You'll eat garlic, it'll take out the kin of the body, and it'll bring an ava. So Rashi says, Machnis is ava, miterchem asamech is a life. It makes you happy. So when you come happy, so Melo, you'll be in a happy mood, and that will take away the jealous also. And a happy guy won't be jealous.
You like the smell of it?
Right. Hey, Bakop for the Mashvi Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to eat garlic.
Halavai, what people eat, put in the chon, taste that they put garlic in the chon, they eat hazay, but then you eat it Shabbos morning, it's too late already. Kurkot, you have to take chon Friday night, almost. You take some chon Friday night, chach, you eat some garlic done. You can eat it Friday, but some Erev Shabbos is good. But those are minikim, they can not fast and shown for Friday Gechit, for Shabbos. Mestus l'shem garlic, it's okay. Okay. Right, shte isha mashkemes b'yoifa. And isha should get up early in the morning to bake bread. Kidei shte pas mitzui laniyim. It's not dafke Friday, by stays. It's any day of the week. When his wife sees there's no more bread left in the house, she should get up early that morning to bake bread, always have extra bread in on hand. So as Nagaya Tos is, you should always have bread in your house. In case somebody comes to the door doesn't have what to eat, you should always have bread. Like a girdle she should wear. Mishum sinusa, sininitsnius, they should wear it. Next year, Rashi says, Lechrach min haveiro. Azay chashom, she had to tie it to be with a man, so she'll have to undress and take off the girdle, a reminder. So therefore, she should always wear this, al mishum sinius. Fishte isha chayfefet with tevelis. And isha, before she goes to the mikvah, she has to first comb out of here. That's at the corner of Ezra. For at the Gemara, the Yeraisi, there's a miss of the Yeraisa if you have knots in your hair. The time you will learn, the Pasuk says, Rocha says, Vesara B'mayim. She'll want to be darshi from this, and if your body has to go into the water, She'lo yei double chaytseitz, Dein Vesara L'mayim.
that you get out of the chatzitza on your body. You have to make sure your body goes into the mikveh and that there should be something between you and the water. Right, then the pasuk says, es b'sarai, we darshin es hatofel of sarai. Something secondary to the basar, what is that? Or my knee, what is that? That's sar, the hair. Kids of the ishas hair also has to go into the mikveh. So some people have the minichveis, the chsid, and the ladies shave off the hair because of this. There won't be any problems, because they have to go into the mikveh. But if they don't shave off the hair, though, they have to make sure the hair goes into the mikveh. So, the chura, they have to comb out their hair in order to make sure there's no knots. Because if they have knots, there'll be a chatzitz in the hair. So, the chura, they have to comb out there anyway. So, what's like this? The yiraisa liyune, dilma mikta. True, mid yiraisa, before she goes to the mikveh, she has to check out her hair. That's enough. Just check it out. And make sure there's no knots there. But if she checks her, unless she could check her, she has a shema, if somebody checks her out, that's enough. Inami mois. Inami mois, midi mishum chatzitza. Rashi, the mois, inami mois, ye midi mishum chatzitza. Rashi, the mois meluchlach. Well, maybe she has some dirt on her. So true, midi rice before she goes to the mikvah, she has to check herself out. She has to check out her hair, she has to check out her body, she has to make sure there's no chatzitza.